Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's weekly personal finance show where we discuss all things money. The fierce second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic has triggered a health crisis across the country. The devastating disease has led to hospitalization of many, once again highlighting the need to have an adequate health insurance cover in place to fund these expenses. Whether you're old or young, are covered under your employer's group policy or not, you must look to buy an independent health insurance policy. The right time to buy one, in fact, was yesterday. But if you haven't purchased one, you need to take that call right away. To know more about calculating the ideal cover amount, choosing the most suitable policy, and other basic finer details, we have with us today Abhishek Bondia, co-founder, SecureNow.in.
Welcome to our show, Mr. Bondia. It's great having you here.
Thank you, Preeti, for having me again. It's my pleasure.
So, the second wave of COVID-19 in India has once again highlighted the need to have an adequate health insurance cover in place. But what we have seen is that even now, many do not have an independent policy. They still rely on their employers' group health policies for themselves as well as their families. So, could you explain why this approach is fraught with risk? And also, why is it important to have your own independent health insurance policy in place?
So, absolutely, Preeti, you have the answer, you know, partly embedded in the question. You know, what you can see clearly now is that in times of distress, medical bills can run pretty high. And when you look at employer-sponsored coverage, it generally, you know, tends to be between 2 to 5 lakh in most cases. So employees ought to have adequate coverage. Otherwise, when there is a real distress, then they would be uncovered. More importantly, if you also see what's happening during the pandemic is that a lot of people have lost jobs. Some employers have cut benefits and pay. So your health coverage should not be 100% dependent on your employment, right? And finally, if you see the way personal insurances are issued now, insurers have become quite selective. So the more you delay, right, and in case you are diagnosed with any kind of an ailment, then it becomes difficult to get a coverage. So the sooner you get it, the better for you.
You mentioned that covers are between 2 to 5 lakh, and we have seen this trend of multiple members in a family being hospitalized, especially during COVID. That is also another reason to look at a personal health cover so that they can make claims under both policies, right? Even if they have an employer's group health cover.
Absolutely, absolutely. 2 to 5 lakh is grossly inadequate in times like these or even otherwise. I would generally suggest coverage of at least 10 lakhs. But also, if you see, the coverage should be linked to the family size and the income as well. Because given your income and your lifestyle, you would have a certain quality of provider that you would go to. So you need to link your income with your coverage.
So is there any thumb rule that they can follow?
The thumb rule that I would follow is, I would generally recommend is that you ought to have at least one time of your annual income as the coverage for a family of, say, self, spouse and children with a floor of 10 lakhs. Also, in case you have any family history or any chronic ailment in the family, then you should adequately enhance the coverage. Because once you are diagnosed with something, then it becomes difficult to get cover.
So, for example, what would be the ideal cover amount for a 40-year-old couple and their young kid, assuming that they live in a metro city and do not have any pre-existing diseases as such, or do not have any lifestyle diseases that they're suffering from? What is the ideal cover amount that they should be looking at?
Let's say if this husband, wife and two children, and between husband and wife, they are earning, let's say, about 20 lakh rupees. So the coverage should be 20 lakhs for a family of four.
And if they have to buy a cover for their parents, does it make sense to include them in the same family floater, or is it better to buy separate health insurance policy for parents?
It's always good to have different policies for different kinds of risk. So if you look at, you know, senior citizens, they would have developed some condition in most cases, or their susceptibility to make a claim or need medical attention is much higher than in younger population. So it always makes sense to keep this risk classification distinct and have a separate policy for self-spouse and children and one separate for parents.
And you mentioned 20 lakh as the ideal cover amount for a 40-year-old couple with kids, as we had discussed earlier, for if the couple is earning 20 lakh. So should this be reviewed at various life stages or in line with the rise in medical expenses that we have seen, especially in the last 1 year? Should this be reviewed and enhanced at regular intervals?
Absolutely, absolutely. So if you think about the big life stage you have, from a single to you get to married. So there is a increase in family size, so you should look at enhancing it. When you get children, again, you should look at enhancing because more people are getting added to the family. In case you get some kind of chronic ailment, either it's early diabetes or signs of arthritis, you should look to enhance that further. And this is when you consult with a advisor and then choose the summer shot for yourself. When you think of inflation, Preeti, and that's a very, you know, valid question you have there. Today, medical inflation is around 14-15%, much higher than general inflation. Partly, it gets covered via no-claim bonus. And I would always recommend people to buy plans with high no-claim bonus. You have plans which give you up to 50-60% no-claim bonus per year. But then also, every 3 years, you should recalibrate and see, you know, where you are, what your income, health condition, and your plan is, and then suitably modify it.
Any particular features or what should they be looking at? What should people be looking at while buying a health insurance policy and picking a health insurance company?
Again, very valid questions. Today, you have a lot of plans available in the market. The first thing that, you know, people should look for is what are the kind of sublimits the plan has. Is there a room rent capping in the plan? Is there a disease-wise capping or is there a co-payment? Ideally, one should avoid plans with these cappings and conditions. Second, you know, one should opt for a plan with high no-claim bonus, which helps you to enhance your coverage year after year without a premium of burden on you. And the third big condition is that you should look at the claims track record of the insurer. And you have a lot of data available on, you know, IRD annual report, you know, a lot of published data. So ideally opt for, you know, A-class insurers who do not have a history of a lot of claim disputes, right, or claim grievances. Hmm. Which will ensure that, you know, you have a positive experience when you really need the insurance policy.
And in terms of buying an adequate health cover, should we look at a single large health insurance policy or is it better to go with a combination of a base cover of, say, 5 to 10 lakh and then a top-up of 15 to 20 lakh? Will that be more cost-effective?
The view generally in the market is divided there. A lot of people, I have noticed, advise this bifurcation of plans. They manage to save premium and the combination, it works out cheaper. However, I don't recommend that. Administratively, it's much easier to have one large plan, both to maintain the policy renewal as well as at the time of claim. So in case you have a large claim, you don't have to take papers from one insurance company and then submit to another. The second, you know, big advantage is when you have a large policy is that your no-claim bonus is on the overall base amount rather than only on the base smaller plan in case you buy a combination. So instead of, let's say, buying a 20 lakh single plan, if you're buying a 5 lakh base plan and a 15 lakh top-up, so then your no-claim bonus is on 5 and not on the entire 20. That becomes a loss for the consumer. And more importantly, you know, a lot of people have this view that if I have two insurers, I'm hedging my risk. You know, but look, IRD has, you know, over the last few years done great work in terms of standardizing of exclusions. And that would lead to a little bit more consistent experience across insurers. So having two plans for saving a little bit of money is generally not what I would recommend.
And finally, what kind of health policy should they look to buy, especially in times like these? Should they go with a regular reimbursement policy or regular indemnity policy? Or should they look at Corona Kavach or Corona Rakshak? Because at the moment, what is on top of everybody's mind is definitely COVID. So how should they make that choice?
See, if the budget allows you, a regular health insurance policy is a must. The whole idea of Corona Kavach has come out to expand the market in a way for people who are not able to buy a regular health insurance policy. They could take care of an immediate need in terms of Corona Kavach. But if you don't have a regular health insurance policy, that is a must. Both Corona Kavach and Corona Rakshak are supplementary policies. In case you have coverage less than, say, a 10 lakh, then having a Corona Kavach would ensure that you have adequate hospitalization cover. Also, a Corona Kavach covers, you know, stay-at-home treatment. So that is generally not covered under regular health plan. So that gives you a comprehensive cover for Corona. Now, Corona Rakshak has a slightly different purpose. I would say it is meant for people who are adequately covered in their main plan and they're looking for supplementary coverage for a severe COVID disease. So the way Corona Rakshak works is that if you're hospitalized for at least 3 days, then you get a lump sum amount. If you're hospitalized for more than 3 days, then you have severe COVID. That's when Corona Rakshak will get triggered. So it's not covering you for your moderate or mild COVID. So for that, you ought to have Corona coverage or your regular health plan.
And Corona Rakshak also does not offer home care coverage, right? For treatment at home, it will not pay for expenses incurred on treatment at home.
No. It won't. Corona Kavach is an indemnity plan. So it would reimburse the expenses that you incur, whereas Corona Rakshak is a fixed benefit plan. So only when you cross the trigger of 3 days of continuous hospitalization after you've been diagnosed COVID positive, that the Corona Rakshak plan will benefit you. So these are completely non-overlapping coverage in a way.
A lot of people are looking to buy health insurance policies, and probably many are in the process of filing claims. So any advice to them?
So Preeti, you asked a little bit about how employees who have, you know, coverage from employers should think about, you know, having an independent coverage, right? And, you know, you've been asking about what is the adequate coverage. One of the cost-efficient ways to enhance coverage is the top-up plan. So in case people don't want to have independent base plan fully of their own, except employers, aside from the employer-provided cover, then one can go for a top-up plan. What that would do is give you higher coverage with a deductible. So that deductible amount can be covered under the employer plan.
Right.
And you will save some premium and you'll be able to do it cost efficiently. A few top-up plans now give you the option to convert the top-up into a base plan after a few years. So people should actively look at such top-up plans to complement the employer-sponsored coverage.
So even if they were to lose their jobs and along with it, this group health cover as well, in future they can look at then, they have this option of converting top-up into a regular policy.
Absolutely.
That's
yes.
the advantage of
yes.
such top-ups.
Yes.
All right. Thanks a lot for being on our show, Mr. Bondia. It was great having you here. Thanks a lot for all the insights.
With that, it is a wrap of this episode of Simply Save. If you have any suggestions or feedback, you can write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.